This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, the great day of the campaign where we know the full Democratic ticket. It is Biden-Harris. It will be. It will also be Trump-Pence. Don't believe any of the nonsense about dropping Mike Pence. He won't. Let's go directly to Joe Biden, who's attacking President Trump in this first shot of the campaign, the new renewed campaign. Here's Vice President Biden.
You know, today is not only the day I'm proud to introduce Senator Kamala Harris as the vice presidential nominee of the Democratic Party. It's also the third anniversary of that terrible day in Charlottesville. Remember what it felt like to see those neo-Nazis, close your eyes, and those Klansmen, white supremacists, coming out of fields, carrying lighted torches, faces contorted, bulging, veins, pouring into the streets of historic American city, spewing the same anti-Semitic bile we heard in Hitler's Germany in the 30s. Remember how it felt to see a violent clash ensue between those celebrating hate and those standing against it? It was a wake-up call for all of us as a country. For me, it was a call to action. My father used to say, silence is complicity, not original to him, but he believed it. At that moment, I knew I couldn't stand by and let Donald Trump, a man who went on to say, when asked about what he thought, he said there were very fine people on both sides. Quote, very fine people on both sides. No president of the United States of America has ever said anything like that. See him continue to attack everything that makes America, America. I knew we were in the battle for the soul of the nation. That's when I decided to run. And I'm proud now to have Senator Harris at my side in that battle because she shares it with the same intensity I do. For she's someone who knows what's at stake. The question is, for all Americans to answer, who are we as a nation? What do we stand for? And most importantly, what do we want to be? You know, someone who knows that the future of this country is limited only by the barriers we place on our own imaginations, because there's nothing Americans cannot achieve when we put our minds to it, when we do it together. One of the reasons I chose Kamala is because we both believe that we can define America simply in one word: possibilities. Possibilities. Let me say it again. Possibilities. That's America. That's what sets this nation apart, is that everyone, the ability for everyone, and we mean everyone, to go as far and dream as big as hard work and their God-given ability will take them. When I agreed to serve as President Obama's running mate, he asked me a number of questions, as I've asked Kamala. But the most important was, he said to me, he asked me what I wanted, most importantly. I told him I wanted to be the last person in the room before he made important decisions. That's what I asked Kamala. I asked Kamala to be the last voice in the room, to always tell me the truth, which she will, challenge my assumptions if she disagrees, ask the hard questions, because that's the way we make the best decisions for the American people. I got a chance to spend some time at my home today with Kamala and Doug. I want to thank them. I thank them, them. I thank them publicly for agreeing to join and take this journey with Jill and me. Doug, you're going to have to learn what it means to be a barrier breaker yourself in this job you're about to take on. America's first, second gentleman. And although they're not with us here today, I want to thank Ellen Cole as well. I had a chance to speak to Doug's mom and dad and to Ellen Cole. And we're going to get our kids together to let them know what's coming. My grandchildren are about the age of their children. I got to speak to them. My campaign has always been a family affair, every campaign I've run. So I've got some news for you. You're all honorary Bidens. And here's the best part. Kamala, you've been an honorary Biden for quite some time.
Oh, God.
You know, I came first to know who Kamala was through our son, Beau Biden. They were friends. They served as attorneys general at the same time. They took on the same big fights together. Kamala in California, Beau here in Delaware. Big fights.
Senator Harris's.
It helped change the entire country.
Smiling broadly.
I know how much Beau respected Kamala and her work. And that mattered a lot to me, to be honest with you, as I made this decision. So now, we need to get to work, pulling this nation out of these crises we find ourselves in. Getting our economy back on track, uniting this nation. And yes, winning the battle for the soul of America. My fellow Americans, now let me introduce to you, for the first time, your next Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Kamala, the floor is yours.
Kamala Harris, coming to the podium.
Here you go. Thank you, Joe.
Deep breath, obviously.
Thank you, Joe. As I said, Joe, when you called me, I am incredibly honored by this responsibility, and I'm ready to get to work. I am ready to get to work. After the most competitive primary in history, the country received a resounding message that Joe was the person to lead us forward. And Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic and ambitious women before me, whose sacrifice, determination, and resilience makes my presence here today even possible. This is a moment of real consequence for America. Everything we care about, our economy, our health, our children, the kind of country we live in, it's all on the line. We're reeling from the worst public health crisis in a century. The president's mismanagement of the pandemic has plunged us into the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. And we're experiencing a moral reckoning with racism and systemic injustice that has brought a new coalition of conscience to the streets of our country demanding change. America is crying out for leadership. Yet we have a president who cares more about himself than the people who elected him. A president who is making every challenge we face even more difficult to solve. But here's the good news. We don't have to accept the failed government of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. In just 83 days, we have a chance to choose a better future.
And that's Senator Kamala Harris speaking from Delaware. And we will go back to Senator Harris. I doubt, actually, that they will be taking questions. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, your reactions perhaps. We will get to that as well on a very crowded and eventful day in this greatest nation. We'll be right back. Hey, there's a new movie. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, Kamala Harris speaking for her first time as the presumptive vice presidential nominee, speaking about her stepchildren, speaking about her niece, her sister, her mother, and speaking movingly about Joe Biden and his devotion to his late son, Beau. Here's Senator Harris concluding.
General, when I took on transnational criminal organizations who traffic in guns and drugs and human beings, and it's the people who I have fought for as a United States Senator, where I've worked every day to hold Trump officials accountable to the American people. And the people are who Joe and I will fight for every day in the White House. And let me tell you, as somebody who has presented my fair share of arguments in court, the case against Donald Trump and Mike Pence is open and shut. Just look where they've gotten us. More than 16 million out of work. Millions of kids who cannot go back to school. A crisis of poverty, of homelessness, afflicting black, brown, and indigenous people the most. A crisis of hunger, afflicting one in five mothers who have children that are hungry. And tragically, more than 165,000.
This again, this is very noteworthy because Vice President Biden was emphasizing Charlottesville. There was just a CNN fact check by Jake Tapper. And if this was provided by the Trump campaign, but he said elsewhere in those remarks about Charlottesville, the president did condemn neo-Nazis and white supremacists. So he's not saying that the neo-Nazis and white supremacists are very fine people. What the president did say was he was defending people who were defending the statue of Robert E. Lee, which is undoubtedly true. Most people who were defending the statue of Robert E. Lee were not doing so because they were neo-Nazis. Back to Senator Harris.
The curve. He said the bias would just poof, go away. Quote, like a miracle. So when other countries opened back up for business, what did we do? We had to shut down again. This virus has impacted almost every country. But there's a reason it has hit America worse than any other advanced nation. It's because of Trump's failure to take it seriously from the start. His refusal.
Okay, you can blame the president for his response, but the truth is we do not have the worst figures in terms of mortality. We do not have the worst figures in terms of anything of any advanced nation. For instance, Great Britain, France, other Western European nations, Belgium has done and fared much worse than the United States. Let's go back.
Countless businesses have had to shut their doors for good. It's why there is complete chaos over when and how to reopen our schools. Mothers and fathers are confused and uncertain and angry about childcare and the safety of their kids at school, whether they'll be in danger if they go or fall behind if they don't. Trump is also the reason millions of Americans are now unemployed. He inherited the longest economic expansion in history.
Okay.
From Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
Trump is the reason people are unemployed? Go back to Senator Harris.
He ran it straight into the ground. Because of Trump's failures of leadership, our economy has taken one of the biggest hits out of all the major industrialized nations, with an unemployment rate that has tripled as of today. This is what happens when we elect a guy who just isn't up for the job. Our country ends up in tatters, and so does our reputation around the world. But let's be clear, this election isn't just about defeating Donald Trump or Mike Pence. It's about building this country back better. And that's exactly what Joe and I will do. We'll create millions of jobs and fight climate change through a clean energy revolution. Bring back critical supply chains so the future is made in America. Build on the Affordable Care Act so everyone has the peace of mind that comes with health insurance. And finally, offer caregivers the dignity, the respect, and the pay they deserve. will protect a woman's right to make her own decisions about her own body, root out systemic racism in our justice system, and pass a new Voting Rights Act, a John Lewis Voting Rights Act, that will ensure every voice is heard and every voice is counted. The civil rights struggle is nothing new to Joe. It's why he got into public service. It's why he helped reauthorize the Voting Rights Act and restore unemployment discrimination and employment discrimination laws. And today, he takes his place in the ongoing story of America's march toward equality and justice as the only who has served alongside the first black president and has chosen the first black woman as his running mate. But as Joe always points out, this election is about more than politics. It's about who we are as a country. And I'll admit,
we're listening to the first campaign speech of Kamala Harris, the senator from California, since she has been named as the running mate to Joe Biden. Look, I think that this idea, if we are going to all be subjected to nearly 3 months of this, it's less than 3 months before the election day actually hits us all. But the idea that that the virus could have passed without damage were it not for some lack of leadership by the Trump administration, blaming President Trump for the devastations of the coronavirus, I think it's a mistake and it's wrong. Because there ought to be some acknowledgement here about the fact that that the virus has devastated the country in terms of the unemployment. And you can be very critical, and of course the Democrats can be, and some of it is justified, about the lack of focus, the lack of consistency in terms of the Trump administration handling the virus. But the idea that everything is Trump's fault, it's worth noting that before the virus struck, in September of 2019, we had an unemployment rate that reached a 50-year record low, 3.5% in September 2019. Now, because of the virus and because of controversial lockdowns, one could argue some misplays by the Trump administration, we are in much worse economic shape. But the Dow ended just a tiny bit below 28,000. The Dow is almost back, and that's usually an indicator of where we're going. Are things really as bleak as Kamala Harris wants us to believe? We'll get to that and more on The Medved Show.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hosting a roundtable with educators and experts to discuss reopening schools safely this fall amid the coronavirus pandemic. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos saying,
"We know that for students and their families, they can't be held captive to other people's fears or agendas. We have got to ensure that families and parents have options that are going to work for their child and for their children's education."
The man accused of shooting someone at a Louisiana hospital this morning is under arrest. The man was arrested near the Mississippi-Alabama state line. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are appearing together for the first time as the likely Democratic candidate for president and vice president. That event taking place in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, Senator Harris just concluded her remarks. She stood on stage with the Bidens and with her husband, Doug Emhoff, and waving to the non-crowd. This is an event apparently took place in a large, empty high school auditorium, and which is why it was sort of weird. There were lines that were intended to be applause lines for both Senator Harris and Vice President Biden, and there was no applause, and they adjusted to that. They did have a noise of a band. I didn't recognize what they were playing at the end. But, look, I do think it's going to be very tough for her to prosecute this case. And she is, of course, a former prosecutor. And so that was the job that she's taking on. I think that knowing something about Senator Harris, this is one of those things where one of the problems that I think Tim Kaine had as a running mate for Hillary Clinton is that traditionally one of the jobs of a vice presidential candidate is to be an attack dog. Is the presidential candidate is going to be up there and talking in grander terms and more highfalutin, more presidential terms, and the vice presidential nominee just goes after the other side relentlessly. I think that's a role that Kamala Harris will relish. What's interesting, of course, is President Trump relishes that role himself, and that's exactly what he loves to do. And so Mike Pence can be the more of the nice guy part of that team. Actually, they were incredibly aggressive, of course, about going against Donald Trump. And I suppose that their campaign calculus, very clearly, is they don't need to convince every American. They just need to convince that 60% of the country, and it probably is about that, is uncertain about Trump, either uncertain or downright hostile. And the Kamala Harris at being attacked on Twitter for comparing Trump's coronavirus response to Obama's Ebola response. And again, because coronavirus is a worldwide epidemic, the Ebola response was, as it turned out, even unnecessary because it was under much better control, not only in the United States, but around the world. And the comparison to American nurses contracted Ebola while treating a Liberian patient, but both of those nurses recovered. In other words, only two people have ever been infected with Ebola while on American soil, and neither one of them died. By comparison, we have 164,000 people who have died from the coronavirus, and it's not going to go well for Senator Harris or for Vice President Biden if they want to take the extreme case that all of those 164,000 deaths, some of which include people that you know increasingly, that is the reality for Americans. It's common enough now. It doesn't work if you want to use that kind of loss as a political point. And to blame the disaster in the economy on President Trump's economic leadership. In other words, play a mind game for a moment. And I think it's worth doing. Let's imagine that Hillary Clinton had been president of the United States. I know. Most Americans would rather not even think about that. But what is the magic that Hillary Clinton would have trotted out? What is the magic that Joe Biden or Kamala Harris would have trotted out that could have protected us against the profound economic damage of the coronavirus, which has struck around the world? And it is not true that America has had the very best response. But then again, America is a big and complicated and very diverse country. And there are other big and complicated and diverse countries that have done better than we have. New Zealand certainly has. Germany certainly has. But in Australia, which was even lauded for its response to the coronavirus, there have been new explosions there. Canada has had a struggle. And the idea that this is all attributable to President Trump is... Jeremy, let me know when President Trump gets up there, because I would imagine that even though he's planning to do another daily briefing on the coronavirus, these attacks were so harsh and so very direct on him and his accountability for coronavirus and blame for coronavirus and for the economic devastation that it's caused. It was also specific on him that I would not be surprised if when President Trump gets up there, as he's scheduled to do moments from now, that he would have some response to Senator Harris and to Vice President Biden. The one thing about this choice is that, again, I think this was part of what they were trying to do in this presentation. It may not be the kind of choice that absolutely galvanizes people and makes people wildly enthusiastic. And generally, people do get a bump from a vice presidential choice unless it's somebody you've never heard of. But even when it's somebody you've never heard of, Sarah Palin, when she was named to be the running mate for John McCain. The week after that convention was the only week in that whole campaign where McCain and Obama were tied. They were within the margin of error. And it was because of the Sarah Palin bounce. So the idea that right now it looks like the narrative is, and I think it's accurate, that right now Biden and Harris are probably front runners. The idea of counting the president out at this level of the campaign, I think, is entirely mistaken. The hysterical and enraptured embrace of Kamala Harris, Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC had this to say, completely nonpartisan, completely uninflected. Yeah, listen from MSNBC.
I had her at the Know Your Values San Francisco event. The crowd went wild, and she really connected with the women in the audience. Extremely, not just likable, as they talk about, as they, you know, people cover campaigns and talk about temperament, but she cares about women's issues. She cares about equality deep within her soul from her own experience. We've had a great time knowing her so far, and it's kind of exciting this big.
Okay, and yeah, it's kind of exciting. Okay, look, that's MSNBC, and MSNBC is not going to be a bipartisan source at any time. This is going to be a complicated campaign, but there's already been a newspaper endorsement. Not an endorsement of Biden, not an endorsement of Trump, but an important New York newspaper has made an endorsement in this race. Who is it who gets endorsed? Mike Pence? Yep, him. Why? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, I mentioned an unusual endorsement, and it's an endorsement that appeared in a featured place in the New York Sun, which is a more conservative New York publication. And in their editorial, the headline is Mike Pence for Vice President. Well, he's running for Vice President. And there's an interesting point at the very top. They say in this editorial, dated yesterday, the Biden-Harris ticket is upside down. That's our first reaction to the news that Vice President Biden has chosen the junior senator from California, Kamala Harris, to be his running mate. That makes a ticket where the vice presidential candidate seems, at least to us, to be of a more presidential personality than the elder statesman from Delaware. The more typical formulation is the young, ambitious executive type at the top of the ticket. To see how odd this ticket really looks, imagine that in 2008 the ticket had been Biden-Obama. It would have gone down in flames. The trailblazing personality, the creative spirit, belonged to the younger man. Then again also, too, the same could be said of that year's Republican ticket, which featured in Senator McCain, this is 2008, an end-of-career candidate for president, and then Governor Palin, a charismatic young executive for vice president. They lost. In any event, they conclude by saying, it's not yet the season for actual endorsements, but Ms. Harris will have a hard time in a head-to-head comparison with Vice President Pence. He has a record of executive experience as a governor and of fiscal leadership as a congressman. She, as we discussed earlier, has a record of being one of the most liberal members of the U.S. Senate, if not the most liberal. Certainly one of the three or four most left-leaning people in the U.S. Senate. Pence has set an example for public comportment. And no one can really realistically disagree with that. He reminds us, says the New York Sun, of Calvin Coolidge, a modest vice president who went on to a successful presidency. For vice president, our choice would be Mr. Pence. So says the New York Sun. Let me get to one item that we discussed yesterday, and I got some pushback on this from emailers, and they said, you just made stuff up. I was covering from the Daily Mail in Britain, they had covered the idea that there was a Black Lives Matter spokesperson speaking very publicly, and her name was Ariel Atkins, that's the name, a prime organizer for BLM in Chicago. who was speaking in favor of looting and saying that looting is a form of reparations. I didn't make it up. The Daily Mail didn't make it up. The one who made it up was Ariel Atkins, who you can now hear with your very own ears, speaking at a recent Black Lives Matter rally in defense of looting. Listen.
Care if somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take, take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
Okay. The insurance is going to give them their money back. When you look at the small businesses, some of which are doubtless uninsured, the businesses of every size, the devastation, the impact on the economy. And then there's this. And this is something that Biden and Harris did not touch upon, but it is a profound national problem and should certainly be at the top of the list, along with the pandemic and the economy, which is the explosion in crime. So far, the homicide rate in the 50 major cities in this country, all 50, it's 24% up in 1 year. In 1 year. We've never had anything like that, and I do believe it has to do with the war on police, which is something that President Trump, I think, has rightly decried. And where, honestly, if they are going to win this election, I certainly hope that the Biden-Harris ticket will decry. Because even if there's just a chance that they will win, it is a massive tragedy on a human scale that we are seeing the progress that has been made in criminal violence being rolled back because of horrible treatment of police officers and police leaders. There's a piece today in the Seattle Times about why it is that the chief of police in Seattle, Carmen Best, was forced to resign. And she made it clear it was because of lack of respect. And this is something that, frankly, Biden and Harris could do something about, but they won't, because they don't want to, it seems to me, to exclude or diminish the enthusiasm of the most radical supporters on the left. Now, there's a movie out there that has actually done tremendous business. It's available through Disney Plus, and it's already a phenomenal hit. Why is it a phenomenal hit? I can tell you in one word. The word is Beyonce. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Inspired by her work on the latest version of The Lion King, Beyoncé is out with a big new movie that is full of music, dancing, glorious images, and some attempts at profundity. It's called Black is King, and it's streaming exclusively on Disney+.
What a thing to be both unique and familiar.
Yeah, and some of the sound bites that try to link these musical numbers together are very familiar because they're borrowed from Lion King. Much of the film is shot in Africa, featuring rising African talent. The choreography and costumes are amazing, and some of the images are haunting, even unforgettable. But the hour and a half running time never comes together as a coherent package. It's rated TV-14, but generally stays away from graphic images or harsh language. 2.5 stars for Black is King, which is more puzzling than profound. And if you want to enjoy the music, you'll enjoy the music. If you want to be impressed by the dancing, you'll be impressed by the dancing. If you want to be dazzled by all kinds of visual images, you'll be dazzled. Just don't think about it too much. But do think about this. The Hill is reporting that Chicago's Ronald McDonald House charity says they are reporting repairing damage from the looting. A Ronald McDonald House in Chicago was damaged amid looting in the city. This was early Monday morning. The facility is located in the city's Streeterville neighborhood near the Lurie Children's Hospital. ProTIA provides resources for families with children who are receiving medical care. It's a wonderful charity. Over 30 families were sleeping inside. This is with kids who are desperately ill. On Monday, as looters allegedly smashed windows. But it's a form of reparations, right, to attack Ronald McDonald House. And this is basically just so people can eat. How does smashing windows, how does trashing someone's business help you to eat? I don't know if they tried to steal anything from Ronald McDonald House, but it seems to me that there are very, very few activities that one can say are just utterly pure evil. And basically smashing businesses, particularly at a time when it's such a struggle to keep businesses alive anyway, even under the best of circumstances, it's profoundly evil and destructive. And speaking of profoundly evil and destructive, we're going to consider Adolf Hitler's death, because literally for 70 years, more than 70 years, people have been, 75 years, people have been speculating he didn't really die in April of 1945, that he was kept alive somewhere. There's a new book that actually documents some brand new evidence about the way that Adolf Hitler really died. We'll be talking to the author. We'll also be talking about a county where the public schools are not open, but the school district is trying to discourage parents from educating their own kids. Why? We will tell you in this greatest nation on God's Green Earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit FarmSafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.